describe the different question areas that it covers.
Sure. There are a few different scales. The first one is a general school climate is the overall scale, and the related subscales that make that up would be high expectations. So are students getting the message that we expect them to do well and want them to go on after school to college or further education? Safety in the school, and which is pretty self-explanatory. And then the last one is school leadership and student involvement. Do students feel like they're part of helping to make decisions and solve problems in the school? Do they feel like the leaders in the school make good decisions? Those kinds of things. So that's one area. Another area that is an overall scale is school connectedness. And the subscales that make that up are peer climate, respectful climate, caring adults, and community involvement.
Give me an idea of how you questioned the students in terms of this survey. Was it simply an anonymous survey that they each took, and did all students take it?
All students were asked to take it from 5th through 12th grades. When they begin the survey, they are given an opportunity that or a notice that this is a voluntary survey. We encourage it because it helps us and the school districts determine, you know, how they're feeling. Are they feeling connected? Are they feeling like they're cared about, like they're wanted in the school?
As I understand it, this time around, a portion of the survey was similar to the last time. The focus wasn't as much on drugs and alcohol or risk behaviors this time around as it was in the risk survey that you did the first time. Is that?
Well, it asked questions differently. With the attitudes and behavior, it asked them about their behaviors. And that's why you need parent permission to do it. With the survey that they took last year, well, and the year before, you know, the last two that are the school climate and connectedness survey, it asks them about the behaviors that they see around them in school situations.
Not about their personal behaviors.
Not about their personal behaviors.
Okay, so that was just that first survey. You didn't ask about that this time around,
right?
Their personal behaviors.
But some of those behaviors are the same. It's just that we're asking them about what they see in their peers rather than their own personal, so that we don't have to deal with the parental consent to ask the questions.
Well, I know you don't have the survey right in front of you, but in a very general sense, can you give people sort of a preview of some of the findings, broad findings anyway, in this latest connectedness survey?
Well, the good news is that as far as drug and alcohol, the numbers are better. I mean, they have dropped. That said,
in terms of what students are seeing.
And what students are seeing, according to students, student perception, and that's what you always have to remember. That said, they're still high, you know, but then Southeast is high. All of Southeast, it doesn't matter what community you're in. If you're taking the survey, we see that. So
what value is it to the community to have this information, and how do you present this, you know, in a community discussion that I know is coming up? What's the next step?
Well, I think that question is exactly where we want to go, is what's the next step now that you have this information? Is there something as a community that you would like to change what students are doing with their free time instead of having the opportunities to go out and do that? And most often what we hear from students when we work with them across the state, and sometimes we get to spend up to 4 days with them, is that they are begging for adults to be involved in their lives. Now, they're not going to tell you that to your face, but it's what they tell us when we sit down and talk with them, and they say, we want people to notice us. We want them to come to our activities to let us know that we're important.
Who should go to this meeting that you're planning to have in terms of the presentation and the community discussion?
Well, I would say anybody who lives in this community would be affected by what's going on with the young people that live here. And if you want to know and be a part of helping them to become successful, caring adults that can help your community, I would suggest you all come.
And also students, I know you're meeting separately with the students, but are students invited to this presentation as well?
Absolutely. All of them are welcome to come, and we would encourage them to come.
So the parents and students can kind of be in the same place, talk about the same issues, I guess.
Exactly.